Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is September 19th, 2021, and this is episode 36, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and The Truth That Will Set You Free by Steve Chandler. This audible book will teach you the 17 self-limiting beliefs that are holding us back and teach us how to become free with the undisputed truth. Every lie we tell ourselves is based in fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of uncertainty, fear of being courageous, fear of risk, fear of taking a stand for greatness. All of these fears inspire the lies that we constantly tell ourselves. Power grows in us the moment a future dream transforms into present day action. Lie number one, it's who you know. It is not who you know, that is a lie. It is what you do. In the world of success, who you know means nothing. It is what you do with who you know is everything. The doing is what brings about success. If we do not do, we can never have. Action precedes everything. Line number two, there is something wrong with me. Saying that something is wrong with you is an internal defeat that you need to get rid of. You are quitting before you even begin. Winning always starts with beginning. You cannot get to first base with your foot still on home plate. Just because you may have failed in something does not make you a failure. Failure is an event, not a person. Lie number three, I am too old for that. You are the only person in the universe who can use the words, I am. It is not your age that determines what you can do. It is your energy. Your energy does not depend on your age. It depends on your sense of purpose. We live into our pictures of ourselves. We live in our own self-concept. Use it or lose it. It is never too late to become what you might have been. Lie number four, I can't because I am afraid. We begin our lives as fearless beings and then we get reprogrammed by society. The lie about being afraid keeps us from being bold. Fortune favors the bold. Courage reveals itself in action. Lie number five, I would love to do that, but I don't have the time. It is not time that people lack. It is always commitment. People will always find time for the things that they truly want to do. Desires, when they are strong, can be converted into a clear commitment. When you lie about time, you then become an enemy of time. When you forget time and focus on your commitment instead, time will be on your side again. When the desire is strong, we have all the time in the world. Line number six, there is nothing I can do. Things do not change, we change. Lying to the soul is an unconscious attempt to avoid changing. Nothing succeeds like failure. Fail forward. In order to double your success rate, double your failure rate. Lie number seven, I worry because I care. Worrying is what we do all day to avoid taking action. Whenever you find yourself worrying, take action. Doing nothing about a problem soon becomes the problem. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Lie number eight, I am sadder now but wiser. How you do anything is usually how you do everything. Nothing can stifle your enthusiasm if you don't have any. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means possessed by God or the God within. Sadder and wiser are two polar opposites. The wiser you are, the happier you get. Lie number 9. The longer I have a habit, the harder it is to break. To the brain, perception is everything. The key to getting rid of the hold of a habit is to change your perception to it. Your perception is how we see things and understand things. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Lie number 10. People really upset me. When you think differently, you feel differently. It is something you think that is upsetting you. Our thought habits determine the emotional lives we live. To say that someone upsets you is a lie that you are telling yourself. Being upset is a choice. Choose not to be upset. It is your response to people that really counts. Feeling is what you get for thinking the way you do. Lie number 11. Winning the lottery would solve everything. Winning the lottery is the concept of getting something for nothing. Money is not what is missing in order to solve our problems. What is missing is the ability to earn money and keep money. Action builds that ability, and we lie to keep from taking action. Action gives us the ability to make more and more money. Lie number 12, they're too beautiful for this world. I did not ask to be born, says the beautiful person. It is not that you are too beautiful, it is that you fail to appreciate all the beauty in the world and all it has to offer you. Many artists, poets, and entertainers end their lives because they believed in the lie that they were too beautiful for this world. It is not that they were too beautiful to continue to live in this world, they simply lost the will to live. Buddha said, "Will is the way to nirvana. Laziness is the way of death. The wise man guards his vigor as his highest possession." Lie number 13. You hurt my self-esteem. Nothing means anything until we assign it meaning. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning we give it. Self-esteem is a result of our own opinion of our own actions. Self-esteem is always related to the action of what we do and not related to what people think of what we do. How we respond to what people do is what matters. Praise by itself does not raise self-esteem. Action raises self-esteem. Line number 14. It's a shame we didn't capture that on video. Life consists of moving from one kind of a shame to another. The shame game is the result of attaching exaggerated importance to the past, of pretending that the past has an emotional resonance that the present does not have. All shame comes from memories. Constant feelings of shame come from past memories dominating our lives. Line number 15. That's just the way I am. Saying this to ourselves day in and day out brings about self-deceit. People change themselves internally all the time. Enlightenment is a person's emergence from self-imposed immaturity. Self-imposed immaturity is when we deliberately lie to ourselves and become frightened children in the face of adult challenges instead of being brave men and women who are simply challenged by the task ahead. It is just the way you are or who you choose to be. The greatest lies we will ever tell are the lies we tell ourselves. Line number 16, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Only the truth will set you free. Many recording artists drown themselves in alcohol and drugs in order to escape from the environment that they put themselves in. This can be summed up in one word, and that word is addiction. Alcohol and drugs do not relieve our problems. They compound our problems. Drugs and alcohol do not change us for the better. They change us for the worse. Not to make us stronger, but to make us weaker. Choose a happy and sober life. Lie number 17. I am helpless. A lie to the soul runs deeper than any other kind of lie. Our worst fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Because of that fear, we lie. We are powerful and able to do the things that can change our lives for the better, but we lie to ourselves and state we are helpless. Awareness is the only way out of this deception. Awareness will always provide an opening for action. The goal of self-honesty is just awareness. Awareness of the lies and then the truth. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a super solid 5 for providing the truth to the 17 lies that are holding us back. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or go to www.stevechandler.com to find out more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. Also, remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development and a free, did I say free? Yes, I did free. Free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com to sign up today. If you would like to donate a dollar or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.